Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Right-wing parties chalked up major gains in several key European countries following the European Parliament elections, with France facing perhaps the biggest fallout at the start of the week. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
For France's national rally, it's celebration time. The far-right party scooped up nearly one-third of the vote in Sunday's European Parliament elections, more than twice the share for President Emmanuel Macron's ruling Renaissance Party.
Après avoir procédé aux consultations.
Shortly after first results were announced, Macron was on national TV announcing snap legislative elections in France 3 years ahead of schedule. If the national rally scores strongly in this national poll, its 28-year-old president, Jordan Bardella, could become France's next prime minister. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
The UN Security Council has approved its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the 8-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The vote on Monday on the U.S.-sponsored resolution was 14-0, with Russia abstaining. The resolution welcomes a proposal announced by President Joe Biden that the United States says Israel has accepted. It calls on the militant Palestinian group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, which initially said it viewed the proposal positively, to accept the three-phase plan. Yemen's Houthis claimed on Monday they have arrested an American-Israeli spy network a few days after the Iran-backed group detained about a dozen United Nations personnel. According to the Houthis intelligence chief, the alleged network include former staff of the U.S. Embassy in Yemen and gathered information related to security, military, and economic political aspects of the country.